Hello and welcome
Bam.
everybody back to Sidecar,
Hello.
the coffee podcast.
Sidecar.
Yum.
Yeah, this is
Zooming
it.
back in.
The
It's your
only
boy.
Sidecar Coffee Podcast.
The
Not
one
that
and
there's another
only.
one impersonating us. It's just
Not yet.
we are the only
Just you
one.
wait, though.
Don't know what that means, but anyways.
Welcome back to the Sidecar Coffee Podcast. My name is Lewis.
And I'm Caleb.
And this is Sidecar.
Yeah,
Baleb,
this is
let's get it
it.
off. Dude, I think they forgot. I think they forgot, man. We haven't reminded them in a while. I think they forgot. What the heck is this thing that we're
I think
drinking?
they did forget.
Let them
Oh,
know, man. Let them know.
dude, I gotta let you know. Yeah, so we drink this little thing. You might have heard of it. It's called a sidecar. And what we do is a small milk beverage, hot milk beverage with espresso. And then we take that same espresso that's used in that milk beverage and we put it on the side by itself so we can taste the contrast between espresso alone and espresso with milk and how the milk affects it. And to us, it's a really great way to taste coffee in difference. Yeah.
If you guys want to see, if
Fire.
you guys want to
Fire
see how it's
flames.
brewed, check out our Instagram. We're going to be posting what we do and how we
Ooh.
dial in a little bit. A little brew guide action.
How we do.
All righty. So,
Cool. Yeah, we have a brew guide up
oh yeah.
this
Today
weekend,
we
maybe.
are drinking the same
Oh, yeah.
coffee. Also, welcome back to Sidecar. So this is going to
The
be
exact same.
a little kind of catch up episode. Caleb moved.
Yeah.
He's
No mustard.
gone. But Sidecar still remains strong,
I'm
this
gone.
bond.
We broke up. But we
No,
should.
you watch your
Yeah.
mouth. Don't you know what
We,
you say?
we're doing long distance.
Yeah,
Yeah,
we're doing
that's what's
long distance.
happening.
We're doing a great job of it. And so today we're gonna be doing a little bit of a catch-up episode. We want to talk about this coffee, because it's a really awesome coffee.
No mustard.
No mustard. And we will also be doing a little bit of a holiday gift guide. Sort of deal. Also, things to look
Ooh.
out for coming up this holiday season, what you should be getting your coffee friend and or your little gift to yourself. Those are always nice. Don't forget to
Yeah.
treat yourself right.
Normalize getting gifts for yourself. I think everyone should give
I
one
normalize
gift
it a little too
to
much.
themselves. Is it financially responsible? No.
That's
But
fine.
we're not a podcast,
It'll
so
work
who
out.
cares?
Money flows. It'll come flow out, it'll flow back in.
That's
You heard? Anyway.
right. What are we,
Today,
dude, what are we,
what are we
yeah,
drinking,
what are we
man? All
drinking
right,
today?
so today we are drinking a coffee from our boy Alex. Shout out Alex Shots, down there at Thankfully Coffee in Auburn, Alabama. Today
Down
we
there.
both have a coffee from our boy Pepe, our guy, our main man, Pepe Hijan. This is from Finca Soledad, an Intag Ecuador. It is a Tipico Mejorado. Nebula, which is the processing method, which is
Nebula
something,
washed.
yes, which is something that is new to, I think, a newer processing method for Pepe. And so the variety being Tipico Mejorado, which is, I believe, an Ethiopian variety. We talked about this variety in our episode with Pepe. Oh, God. With our episode with Pepe, sorry,
Pepe.
I'm trying to read about this coffee and talk at the same time, and my dyslexic brain just doesn't work like that. So I
Yeah,
really apologize for
Lewis
that.
has dyslexia.
But yeah, so this is a Tipico Mejorado. Let's see, let's read about this. Perfectly ripe cherries are harvested and purposefully not washed, cleaned with water at first to preserve microbes found on the farm. These microbes are a crucial component to the next stage of 24-hour oxidized cherry fermentation. The cherries are then pulped and undergo another 48 hours of fermentation in the mucilage. Mucilage being the fruit that surrounds the seed, because
Ooh.
coffee beans are seeds. Whoa. Mucilage is washed off.
Yeah, they
The
grow on a tree.
parchment is cleaned. The parchment is the outer layer of sugar that lines the seed. And the seed kind of uses that for energy or protection and or whatever. And then it enters a 30-day slow dry period. I believe it is. I believe parchment, or it could just be the brand of the seed. Anyway, That's neither here or there. So that's the processing of Nebula Wash. Well, let's talk about this coffee. Caleb, I already saw that you saw a drink, so dive on in.
Yeah.
I'm about to dive in. Sorry.
I did steal a sip. Yeah, so I'm sipping on the espresso right now. Dude, sorry, my espresso machine just like kicked on and did something. Sorry, it was weird. I don't know what it just made a noise. But anyways, whatever. If it blows up, it blows up. Who cares? So I get a lot of really like deep purple in this coffee, like if
Yeah,
that makes sense. Like it's
there's some
very
maroon
like,
going on, bro. There's some burgundy action.
yeah,
I get that for
burgundy for
sure.
yeah, for real. It's very rich. I would say it's also got like a Luxardo cherry thing going on. Very, very dense sweetness.
I'm rocking with all that.
Whole lot of red.
Hold on, Rip. There's some ganache, perhaps. A little bit of
Yeah, like a
nuttiness
milk
on the
chocolate
finish.
ganache. Yeah.
It's fantastic. And I think my second shot pulled a little faster than I would wanted. So it's tasting a little bit on the lighter side, which is honestly great. I think with almost every single coffee I've had from Alex, it's been super, super sweet. And I think this one has also come through in almost every single brew with that. It also has a really pleasant acidity. And with that Tipica Mejorado, you do get a lot of like apple-y stuff going on as well.
Very, that typical Mayorado is just insane. Like I think probably one of my top varietals of the year that's kind of come on the scene. But it's always one thing I notice about it. It's so clean. It's so like pinpoint. You can pinpoint anything you taste within it. So but I just took a sip of the milk drink and I think this coffee, like brewing it on filter versus brewing it on espresso, it's two, like it's both sides of the spectrum. It completely does a 360 from filter.
Bro, in milk, it's kind of crazy. It's like
Espresso,
so
it's like,
sweet, relaxed, like almost a little cidery. It's got some milk chocolate, marshmallow.
it's I
There's
almost like
still
get
some
like a
like
hot
macadamia
cocoa.
or cashew. Yeah, I get
I
that. I get
could
that as well.
like a
But there's still like some hibiscus action.
yeah.
Like there's still fire.
Yeah, I think the
Yeah.
florality of this coffee like
I get like
is consistent
hibiscus,
in both filter and
chocolate,
espresso. Where that
marshmallow.
hibiscus just shines through and it's so rich. But you just get this nice, like it's just almost like a holiday cake. That's kind of what I'm getting. Like it's like a fruit cake almost.
Yeah, I rock
But
with
so
that.
rich in chocolate. I don't, there's so much. As it cools down, I'm getting a lot more.
This was a
But
coffee
yeah,
that
fire.
Alex had reached out to us. And if you want to hear more about Alex, we got something cooking up around the corner. Keep your eyes out.
Cooking.
If this coffee sounds
Yeah, eyes
interesting to
peeled.
you, it is still on their website. I also really recommend the Sidra Wave from Pepe and Alex as well. I think both of them teaming up is just really cool to see, like the transparency of like intentionality throughout. Like it's really cool. Like, first of all, like being us and saying we know both the produce, we know basically the entire supply chain that has brought this coffee to us is like really, really
Yeah.
cool. Being able to say,
Yeah.
you know, we know Pepe and we know Alex, I think that just makes these coffees like super,
That's
super special.
yeah.
And I know for me, every time I drink it, it's cool to have that kind of
Agree. Like
connection
it's
with
not.
that. Caleb, you lagged out for a
Before
second.
we.
You lagged out.
Oh, what?
You're back.
Oh, me? Damn.
That New
I'm
York
back.
Wi-Fi,
My dude,
man.
my internet. I guess, man. I'm gonna
I'm
turn off my video.
lagging.
Let's see if that gets better. So I think it's a point that I never thought we'd be in. Like knowing both producer and roaster. It's so cool. Tumbling, it's so special. But it makes like every gram, like so intentional now. Like, there's just so much more meaning behind every gram of coffee. Every time I'm like, oh, I'm gonna up the dose, it's like, am I gonna do that, or am I just gonna keep it the same and like really,
Exactly.
really sit and
Dude,
enjoy this coffee?
so for sidecars, typically you split a shot. For what me and Caleb, we like to do double shots. And so doing an episode, we
Yeah,
normally go through
we're
about
wild.
40 grams of coffee. So it hurt a little bit
Yay.
today, but it was also, I was excited to talk about this coffee, and to just taste that much of it. So, this coffee
Yeah.
is really impressive, and go buy it. So yeah.
Yeah, let's recap though. What's going on? What's going on in your life, Lewis?
Just finishing off school. I graduate in less than a month, which is crazy. I graduate
Hey.
college, like genuinely
Hey.
insane. I'm going to be doing a certificate in the spring to still compete for indoor and outdoor track. For everybody who's just
You're
now
running. He's a
listening,
track
I
star.
am a cross country and track runner for Southeast Missouri State, which is a small Division I school. It's pretty cool. And that's kind of what takes up a large majority of my time. And I am a ag business horticulture major, so that's the degree I'm finishing, and I'm starting a certificate in website development, which is kind of, it just seemed like the
That's
most,
insane. I didn't know that.
yeah, it's, well, it was that or management, which was like 16 hours and other kind of random. I figured I'd rather pick a certificate that I actually kind of learned something while
Yeah,
doing,
and
and that I
use.
could maybe apply somewhere. Everybody uses websites, no matter what industry I'm in. Knowing kind of how that
Yeah.
works, I think, is
Hey,
useful.
sidecar.com coming soon.
Exactly. Keep your eyes out.
Thanks to Lewis.
But yeah, I mean, and also I think for me personally, just knowing, I want to be the person that can have a conversation with anybody, and computer science is just something I know absolutely nothing about, ones and zeros. And so doing this, hopefully I'm able to kind of step into that realm a little bit. But yeah, so, and just brewing coffee, man. I've been doing a lot of espresso recently, diving into filter a little bit. I've been getting a little frustrated with filter recently, whether
Yeah.
it's me or me just kind of, I've been trying to experiment more with my Mellow Drip and doing Oreo brews and origami brews with. But I want to get into filter papers a little bit more, and then also messing around with the PPM of my water, I think might also help. I think switching to the light profile about a year ago now, I want to say, with Third Wave, I think now I know that profile really, really well, and I think now would be kind of cool to start messing around with that. But it's also coffee dependent. I think the coffees I've been drinking recently have just been super, super light. So, whether the water I'm using isn't totally expressive towards the roast profile I've been buying, but that's a whole lot of random stuff we can get into on a separate day. But yeah, I'm doing good.
Yeah, I think too, within our time.
Go ahead. Oh, you lagged again. Wow. Sorry, sidecar audience. We got these technical difficulties. This is the just a con of the long distance relationship, but we're making it work.
It. I'm
All
so
right,
sick
he's
of
back.
this.
He's back.
Oh,
He's back.
dang, I'm back. I'm back. I'm like doing everything on my end to like make
Rogo, turn off
this
your
better. Like
microwave.
I'm like turning off everything. Oh, anyways, yeah. I think, but what I was saying, I think since we've gotten into coffee and like brewing at home, I think light roast has really developed a lot more. I think light roast, when we started ordering from like Black and White, it was like you could really only get solid light roast from like Black and White, Say, and Onyx, and that was kind of it. But there's a lot of new roasters that are coming on the scene. A lot of newer light roasts, lighter light roasts. Playing around with that has been really interesting. So, like what you said about most of the stuff you're brewing is light roast. I think the frustration is it's just a new learning curve.
Yeah. And
Also, the coffees that are
especially,
being released are crazy.
yeah. Especially with getting my Lillet Bianca this year, I think I'm just learning a lot about espresso and about puck prep and about just all the variables that go into that, which is a whole thing. But I think at the point I'm at right now, it's like recently I've just been thinking about getting a TDS reader. Like I've just been like, bro, I
I
feel
want
like I
one
need
so
it. I feel like
bad,
I need it.
dude.
Speaking
Holy sh
of
dude, yeah, speak.
gifts, if you want to ball out on your one of your coffee friends or maybe your favorite coffee podcast, you can send us a DM and I'll give you a PO box address if you want to send us a dye
Yeah,
fluid.
we don't have we don't have a Patreon, and I don't think we ever will. But if you want, we can send you the link and our address, and you can send us a $600
You
refractometer.
can
But
get
you're gonna have
one.
to
You can
ship
get one for
two.
like 200, so don't worry about it. We'll
Yeah, but you're
share
gonna have
it.
to buy two because we're in separate locations now.
We'll share it.
I want my own.
Heard my own. How about you, Caleb? That's enough about me.
big things. Moved out to New York City.
The Big
Cool.
Apple, man. The
The
big old
Big Apple. Yeah, it's re
Manzana
really upset.
Grande.
There's no
Sorry.
there's no Muppets here.
What?
I thought they took Manhattan. Yeah, it's a big scam.
I don't want to
Big
go
lie.
anymore. I'm not going to visit you.
That's okay. Yeah, cancel your flight. But no, it's been exciting though. It's been really fun. It's been humbling, coffee wise, just with the jobs that I've taken on. I can't really speak much about like what the job is that I have, but I can say like I work for Suited NYC,
He's a Fed.
and yeah, coffee
It's
fed.
all a plot.
Yeah, and but I've learned a lot, and kind of it's challenged a lot of what I thought I knew about coffee, which is the most exciting part about this industry, that you're constantly learning, it's constantly evolving. So that's just been really fun. I've gotten to meet some really cool people through it. And there's more to come on that. We'll talk more on that. But yeah, it's been fun. Moved to New York, and yeah, I love it. I think my favorite part so far is the fact that there's a deli on every corner. And you can get a chopped cheese
The
wherever
Aki
you're
way.
at. The Aki
Sure.
way. Sure.
Does
Can't
everybody sound
forget
like
the
that?
Bev. No, just Aki.
No, that's cool, man.
Man.
I think for me, especially like hearing about everything that you're doing in the coffee space is just really motivating for me because it's like, I don't know, just us being two guys in Cape Girardeau, it's like, dude, are we gonna be able to make it? Like, what does the
If
future look
I
like? What does a
can
job in coffee look like?
make
So
it there, I'll make it anyway. Sorry,
you.
that's yeah, fun
I
fact,
just.
that actually plays a lot in New York. It's
Oh,
really
God.
annoying. So it's people will just blast it. It's weird.
Anyway, I've been. I just
Anyways.
took a drink of my milk drink, and this isn't a bad thing. I feel like raisins are like looked down on. If you're a raisin hater, that was your childhood. Every single person listening to every kid eats raisins, all right? I don't want to hear this raisin
See,
slander.
I was a Yeah, well, I was a pretty plump kid growing up, so I did not like raisins. And so the what I would use
But you
them for
still
is like
ate
school
them, no?
projects.
You ate
No.
them,
No,
bruh.
I didn't.
They were available to you.
The most I did with raisins was put them in a toilet paper tube, tape it up, and that was a maraca.
Oh, hey. He's musically talented, folks. Anyway.
Yeah.
Some golden raisin.
Inclined, if you
I
would.
stop sleeping on the raisins, everybody.
I will say golden raisins slap. I do like a golden raisin. I've just never been I like raisins. I think raisins are good. I think they go well in things.
Bro just switched
But I
up.
think I just didn't as a kid, I just didn't get the appreciation. Like I never I don't know. It genuinely wasn't until I got to college and started exploring my own food that like I really started to enjoy fruit and vegetables. And then I met Lewis, and then he said, "This is the candy of the earth." And I said, "You're absolutely right." And so I started eating more fruit. And now I'm like I like everything. But I
Bro,
was never a
fruits are a
picky
cheat
eater
code,
growing up, I
man.
will say.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I
Especially here,
think,
dude. Like there's a produce stand right down the road.
yeah, which is nice. It's
Fire.
that access to fresh produce is, I bet, awesome. Anyway, I could rant about food for a really long time, but this is a coffee podcast, not a food podcast.
Big
So,
food boy. Yeah.
going into this year, I think first off, what I've been kind of shopping for recently is one, a new hand grinder, and I do believe Easy Presso grinders do go on sale on Amazon. So if you're looking at that, keep a lookout this Black Friday because you might be able to snag some Easy Presso grinders on sale. Easy Presso grinders are absolutely fantastic. I own a X Pro. Caleb owns a J or a K.
K plus.
K plus. Fantastic grinders. Can't speak more about them. I think the new industry standard, I also want to say, is a ZP6 right now. I see a lot of brewing recipes coming out. More and more brewers, I think, are using the ZP6. And that one's only, I think, just about like 215, and I bet it goes on sale to maybe like 260 or 70. But yeah, keep your eyes out on that. I think for me, especially like where I'm at with my filter, as I was talking about earlier, just wanting to dive a little bit deeper, I think finding that more clarity focused grinder, I think for me, I just want to focus my brews more on like experiencing coffee different. And I know that kind of sounds advanced, like weird, and like how does that make any sense? But I think for me, what I've been struggling with is just not feeling. I think when we were first getting into coffee, it's like most of our brews, you would taste it and be like, oh my gosh, like, and have that kind of like searching through this coffee. I like almost every single cup of coffee was an experience. And obviously, you know, that's still true, but I just want a little bit more expression out of my brews recently. And I think I'll find that within a more clarity focused grinder where I can kind of have a little bit more transparency in the cup.
Yeah, fair. And also, like, not to say that we're like gear heads that are like you have to have this
No,
expensive gear to
I'm
brew
not
good
gonna sit
coffee.
here and
That's
talk about bird
true.
geometry.
But when you're at this point of being so like hypercritical on every single thing you're doing on your bar, and fortunately for us, like we do have we've bought a lot of equipment and tested different things. We're at a point where it's so hyper specific now of like, this piece of gear is going to enhance this specific thing. And so
But
like
also
if you're at that
experience,
point in your coffee
yeah.
journey, then it's like, okay, you can start looking at these things and being like, oh, like a new grinder, even though I have three, you know?
Yeah, but it's also not,
But we're
don't
not.
fix a problem you don't have. Like, I think this is something
Yeah,
I've been
fair. Yeah.
struggling with for 2 months now. I think just not being really, really happy with my brews, and I think I've gone through enough brewing methods and tried two different types of water, and I think now I can find the problem that might be in a new grinder. And it's also, I'm not gonna buy a Zerno or
Bentwood. Yeah,
a
Bentwood. Yeah.
Bentwood or an EG1.
Or
It's like I'm just gonna buy
yeah,
a
EG1.
$200 hand grinder. Like hopefully that'll be the fix. If not, it'll be a cool new thing to try, and I'll still learn something from it. So, and I think that's the thing with
Yeah.
coffee is that just how is it going to enhance your experience and what is it going to do for you? And if you find value in something that you buy, I think that warrants buying it, you know? But as of right now, I don't have the budget to buy a Zerno or an EG1 or else I'd have it on my bar.
Yeah,
But
trust, if we had the money, it would
yeah.
be there. Like there's no stopping me there.
Yeah. But going into other gifts, I think there is a lot of new, there's a couple new brewers on the market. I know April just came out with their, it's like a Hario Switch type immersion.
Yeah.
What is the word I'm trying to think of?
It's like a I don't it's like
It's a
a
switch brewer, so there's a stopper in it. A hybrid brewer, sorry. That's what I was looking for. It's a hybrid brewer. Which looks really cool. There's the, is it the hoop?
The hoop, yeah. The
There's the
Seattle
hoop,
hoop.
yeah. And there's just a couple other random new brewers, and I think honestly that's the best bet when it comes to someone, as long as you know that they have a pour over setup, so whether that's a decanter and a kettle and a grinder, every single coffee person will be 100% okay with getting a new brewer. I think, unless they're just completely overwhelmed and they just got their Chemex, but I think a lot of, I would say like 80 to 90% of home brewers will never turn down a new brewer.
Yeah.
As well as you can't go wrong with glassware. You can go on Loveramics or Rogueway's website, wholesales through Loveramics, or you can go and look at not neutral cups, or I bet Caleb knows a couple good Amazon. I don't really buy cups. My sister's a ceramic major, so I get free cups a lot. So
Yeah.
that's a perk,
There's
but.
a also There's like a kind of a cheat code is if you can have access to like Webstaurant and order through there, you can order like bulk like cortado glasses and latte glasses and things that are specific to restaurants. And you can buy them in like 12 packs for like $5. Like it's insane. But I
Webstaurant's a
think
cheat code.
Loveramics, not neutral, and Origami
You don't
are.
have to buy a name brand, especially like if you just want a
No,
cool
yeah.
cup, you're more than like I'm sure there's a big market on Amazon. I'm just kind of like I enjoy the name brand sometimes. It's like I don't know, like I
Like it's
want
also,
an Origami cup. I want
yeah.
not neutral cup, but it's like I have two or three of those, and then for the most of my pour overs I use like beer glasses. Like we love
Yeah.
these 10 ounce
Like whiskey glasses, yeah.
they look like whiskey non-spill glasses, and I use those for every single one of my pour overs. Like
Yeah, and well, too, like I think it just whenever you buy like name brand stuff, and like we say name brand, they're pretty small brands. That's just like in coffee, they're not. It just shows that you went the extra mile. You did some research, and you said like, I don't know that much about coffee, but I know that like people online are using these cups. So like, here,
Whatever
let me get
works
you
for
this cup,
you.
and it's a special cup, like.
Yeah,
So
100%.
if you're gifting to a coffee nerd friend that you have, like when they open the box and they see like an Origami logo, they're exactly going to know what that is, you know? And then it doesn't, you know, they're also joke mugs are fine. But I would at least ask like, hey, are there any specific brands of cups that you like, you know? And order from that. I think mugs, what I think everyone in coffee has enough mugs that they don't use, and they always use like specialty glassware or
Yeah,
like
I think for
ceramics
me, I
more.
don't ever need a diner mug. I will most likely, unless I'm
No.
like out of cups and I'm brewing tea, that's the only time I use my diner mugs. And that's like personal. Like, I'm not saying diner mugs are trash and don't buy them. I'm saying for me personally,
No.
I don't want one.
Because also like Not Neutral has a really great line of diner mugs, and it has a specific shape that they're known for.
And it's just
But just,
tough. It's just tough. There might not
yeah, they
be a
look awesome.
difference between that and, a basic old diner mug,
Waffle
but
House.
a
Yeah.
Waffle House diner, but it's just cool. It just makes me feel
Yeah.
like this coffee is better. I don't know. If you gave
Yeah.
me both
I
cups,
think.
I would prefer the not neutral one.
Yeah, I think glassware, just go on to
Presentation matters, and it's whatever you
yeah.
care about. So
You can also go on to any like big like specialty roaster, go to their merch section, and I bet they have like a specialized
yeah,
like
Brandy.
specialty
I know Brandywine
branded
has
stuff.
a not neutral one. I know Onyx has one. Cool mugs. They also have like the Fellow Carter mugs. Also great gifts if you guys to go mugs. It's I believe there's a couple multiple like ceramic coated in the insides, but those are just better for coffee. I know I've owned two Fellow Carters, but they just kind of. The smell of coffee, no matter how many times you clean it, or like I'm
Yeah.
super on top of my second one because the first one I kind of would let it sit in there for a couple of days, but the second one I was like I cleaned it out after every single time, and it still kind of had a little coffee smell in
Yeah.
there, but those are great travel mugs. Those are great.
They're insane. Like they look like a speaker,
A
like a
little
pill,
Bluetooth speaker. You'll get
Bluetooth
that a
speaker.
lot, but it's cool. It's cool.
But they look tough. They're
Yes.
awesome, and they keep stuff hot and cold for, I kid you not, like 8, 10, 12 hours. Like,
Yeah.
it's that's
And
no
also
joke.
working in a cafe, you'll see them a lot. Like people
Oh
bring them
yeah,
in.
everybody has one. Let's see, moving away from like glassware, I'm trying to think, like,
You bought
going
me a
back to
scale.
brewers.
That was fire.
Yeah,
That was a
I
fire
did.
gift. Was a new
That was
scale. It was
fire. Yeah, I
fantastic.
did.
Rogue Wave's
Yeah, I
website.
did.
Also, like cheaper scales. What was the brand? What's that name of the brand again?
Cafita Kona.
Cafita Kona. Those are
Yeah.
fantastic scales. Timor has a couple other cheaper scales.
Yeah.
It's like you don't have to buy your friends an Akaya.
No. Also, look, I'm gonna speak it. I am not a fan of Akaya. I am not.
There it
And
is.
that's nothing against Akaya. That's my own personal experience. I just think they're a lot. I don't think they're as user-friendly as you think they are. Like, you're probably like, oh, it's a scale. What could go wrong? There's a lot to learn on them. And they're also really, really expensive. Like, they're $150 for the Pearl. It's $250 for the Lunar, which is the small espresso scale. I think they're a fantastic product. I think they're very well made. I do not like them personally. So I think there is more bang for your buck in other companies like Timor. The Cafita Kona, it's a dual-sided scale. So, like, I don't know if anyone would ever use this. I've only used it a few times. If you're showing somebody how to do a pour over, you have them stand on the other side of you. You can show them exactly what you're doing on the other side of the scale. It has two displays, and I think that's super cool. So there's like an opportunity there for like little fun things like that within this scale. Yeah, a little. And it comes in a
Anyway,
black and a white. I
we were
like the
talking
white
about
one.
brewers. I like the white one
I
too.
like the
The white
white
one's
one
fire.
a
I own
lot.
the white one.
Yeah, but get that on Rogue Wave. Also buy some coffee from them while you're at it.
Yeah, they
But
got some
brewers, I
fire stuff right now.
going back to brewers because my internet sucks and you cut out. The Hoop is a good one. April, you were saying, has like a Hario Switch type beat. April Brewer. There's also like the April Brewer itself is, which I actually just recently picked up. And I've enjoyed it so far. I think it's very user friendly. April does a really great job at releasing content and like brew guides for it. And it's become something that the industry is using in like competition as well. So keep your eyes peeled. There's like brew guides for it everywhere. But also, you can never go wrong with the good old Hario V60. There's plastic ones, there's ceramic ones, there's glass ones, different colors. So you can also pick up one of those.
They just
And I think,
dropped a bunch of new AeroPresses as well. You can get like new colors
yeah.
or an all glass and metal one, which, you know. But AeroPress, if you know someone that wants to get interested in coffee, you can buy them an AeroPress. And I think that's
I
a
think
great place to
the
start.
AeroPress.
And it's such a rabbit hole of a brewer. It is
Yes. Yeah.
you can do the most simple brew ever, and you can also, you know, make a diluted brew that you do an inverted method and you do five swirls one way, wait 10 seconds, do five swirls of the other way, put your thing
Insane.
on. It's just, there's a lot you can do with it. It's
There's
awesome.
a
It's
whole.
so cool.
Yeah, there's a whole championship circuit on the AeroPress. Like, there's a whole like competition for it. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then going away from like filter coffee too, like espresso tools. There's some great videos out there of like espresso tools. You'll see like the little
All you need
needle
is a blind
tool.
shaker, apparently. Just buy a blind
Yeah.
shaker.
I think.
It's a myth. All espresso tools are a myth.
whatever.
Normcore stuff is great. It's on Amazon.
Normcore,
I have
yeah.
all Normcore stuff. I just bought whenever I bought my espresso machine, my first probably like 50 shots were without decent puck prep. All I had was WDT and or RD, yeah, WDT, and
WT.
my shots were horrible. And I was like, my grinder's good, my espresso machine's good, like what's going on, like why is this not? And it was the puck prep. So I bought like the whole Normcore startup pack, which is expensive, but it helped my
But
shots
yeah,
out so much, and I will never have to really buy anything
I
else.
think that, because what it was like, what, 200?
Yeah, it was 200.
But it comes with the
Literally
like
everything. It has a
the
leveler,
distributor, the tamp,
force tamper,
WDT needles,
WDT, a holder for
and
my
then
portafilter, and two filters for the basket, which,
yeah, two puck screens, which is something that is usually pretty expensive on its own, but you get that all in one bundle, and it's really nice. That was a solid purchase. It's a lot of bang for
I'm
your buck,
happy with it. Yeah.
and the materials that they use is like it's high quality.
It's, yeah, I, again,
Everything's like heavy.
especially all the tools, like all the tools, especially like you pick up the leveler and you're like, why is this almost 5 pounds? It's like, what's going on here? But
No, actually, we're
it's
just
really, really
weak.
useful, and it also helps out with your espresso a
Yeah.
lot. It's also just cool to learn about in espresso. It's like all of these small little steps add up to, even just tasting two different shots that you one did puck prep on and two didn't. So it's really cool to see, and especially if you know an espresso nerd, like getting a new, like a leveler or a force tamper. Like if they have like an old fashioned tamper and you buy them one of the force
Spring
tamper
loaded.
or the spring loaded tampers, it's like that helps out so much. It's insane.
Yeah. Also, like any little tool that you can buy for your coffee friend that they don't have to buy themselves, they're gonna love you forever. Another thing too, and this is still one of the best gifts I've ever received, and it was from Lewis, and it was a set of cupping bowls, and that was a fire gift. It was from Lewis and Jared, and that was a fire gift. And cupping bowls just unlock a whole nother side of coffee
Yeah, I want to
for
say the
any
Barista
coffee.
Hustle ones aren't like too expensive at all. Like just showing up
Yeah.
with cupping bowls is fire. I think.
Yeah, like just having that access to being able to do a cupping at home that cafes are doing, it also helps you build sensory skills that
It's
outside
huge.
of
Knowing
just brewing,
how to
filter, and
cup
espresso.
coffee, knowing how to cup coffee is something that you wouldn't really think is a big deal, but working this summer, I got a new job in coffee this summer with Upshot, and we would do cuppings, and it challenged me so much. We were doing leaderboard and cupping, and I was like, I have this down. And we did a cupping on coffees I had been tasting for like a month, and I got every single one wrong, minus like one, and which was an Ethiopian natural. And it's like, oh, obviously you're gonna get that one. But it was insane. Like the challenge of cupping and how much of a skill it is. So if you know someone that's into coffee and they have a grinder, you cannot go wrong with cupping bowls. And it's something that's relatively cheaper and honestly something that you can do with them. And you can do
Yeah.
with like several of your friends. Like multiple times, me and Caleb have set up cupping bowls in my kitchen and had all my roommates go through the bowls and like, what'd you taste? Coffee. All right, taste this one. What'd you taste? Oh, this one tastes a little
Coffee.
different, but coffee.
Yeah. It's just a fun thing. It's an industry standard as well. Like everyone should know if you're gonna really get into coffee, I think everyone should at least do one or two cuppings and test yourself. Like really see, like, are you tasting the things that the bag says it tastes like? Are you tasting? And if you're not, then you get to explore why. And that's a fun thing too. But anyways, cupping bowls. You can find some on Amazon. Just search like 10 ounce, like ceramic bowls, and there's like some on Amazon. You can get like a 6 pack of these ceramic bowls for like $10, right? Like that's super easy. Origami has a set that's like I think $90, so like a little more expensive, but they're Cup of
Ceramic.
Excellence certified, and they're ceramic. And then Barista Hustle has like
The
a
plastic
24
ones.
pack for $70, which is
Something
a
like that, which
steal.
is like more than enough you'll ever need.
Yeah, but I
That's
don't think
funny.
anyone needs 24 at
No.
home. But maybe you do. Maybe you
Maybe you
do.
do. Maybe you do. Maybe your
Maybe I'm
friend
wrong.
does.
What do I know?
Exactly. What do we know?
And then also continuing about like learning coffee, education. Best way to
Standart
learn is to.
magazine was a fire gift that Caleb gave me last year. He gave me
I'm a really good gift
a
giver, all
one-year
right?
Standart magazine. If you guys don't know what that is, I wish we were sponsored by them, but Standart is a magazine that is
Please.
quarterly, and they do a great
Quarterly.
job of just the style of the magazine is fire. I mean, you don't really see magazines like at all. The physical print era is dying, all right? And we
And
need
they're
this.
keeping it
Yeah,
alive.
they're keeping journalism alive. And so
Which.
it's fire. I have them on my coffee shelf over here. It's fantastic. I try to read through them pretty slowly. They do coffees. They do stories in coffee. I know like one I can think off the top of my head was a story about El Salvador, which is cool to see because you would have never known that there was a civil war in El Salvador in like 20 years ago. So it's cool to see, and it's also like explaining the coffee industry and what goes down and giving you a deeper connection to everything that goes on. It's just a really, really cool thing. And yeah, if you know somebody that likes coffee and also just like books, if you guys check out Scott Rao's website, I believe it's just scottrao.com. He has several books on his website as well as brewers. So just scrolling through there
Yeah,
is a
James
great
Hoffman.
resource. James Hoffman has the World Atlas of Coffee, which is also fire. He also has another book.
How to Brew Great Coffee at Home.
Yep, which is good.
That's like a deep dive into home brewing.
Patrick Rolfe has a great book as
Yeah,
well,
I'm looking
Getting
at it
into
right now.
Filter
I have it.
Coffee.
It's called From Nerd to Pro by Patrick Rolfe. He's the owner of April, and it's just his story. It's such an easy read. It's just his story from starting in coffee to where he is now. And that's just fun because you don't see coffee people really talking about how they got to where they are. And so that's just cool. Also, another thing about StandArt is they just put a lot of effort into the design. So, like, they look really great setting on a coffee table or something, just like sitting in the middle of your room, and gets people looking at them, looking through them.
Yeah.
It also has coffee professionals from all over writing articles for it, or doing interviews. Like the most recent issue that I have, there was an interview with Jimmy Butler for the Miami Heat, who owns Big Face Coffee Co. It was a really cool article. But also some coffee professionals that don't have big social media platforms get asked to do articles for that, and their knowledge is very important as well. So it's a great way to stay up to date in the industry. But then also there's like The Physics of Filter Coffee, if you really want to get nerdy, by Jonathan Gagné. There's also a really excellent book that I do not have that Lewis has that I'm jealous and I need to get it and I need to step up. It's called Terroir.
By
And that is an
Barista Hustle. It's a fantastic book, and
excellent resource.
it's not too wormholy. Like, you do learn a lot, and it's cool reading that book. And being a horticulture major, I understood a lot of the plant science that it talks about, but it's not too in depth. But it's a fantastic book going through the supply chain of coffee and also problems that producers have and farmers have, with different things that come with, growing anything and being in agriculture. So it's a great book, I think, for anybody to read. And it was especially cool for me because I'm an agriculture major. So let's go.
Yeah.
But
Let's
yeah,
go ag.
so
Biz
there's
is
a little,
ag.
yeah, let's go.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's kind of a rundown of a lot of whole different stuff. Hopefully that gave you
Yeah.
ideas for your friends or
I think also one
yourself.
more before. Yeah, one more. Go and just coffee. Like
Yeah.
when you're buying someone coffee, a coffee nerd specifically, it can be really scary because you're like, what do I get them? Don't buy from a grocery store if you're giving a
Please
gift.
don't.
Take a little time and effort and go online and order some freshly roasted stuff from specialty roasters.
Yes,
And we have an
specialty,
episode.
especially talking
We
about
have an
that.
episode talking about the difference between them and how to identify it. So go back, listen to it. If you're still confused,
DM us.
find out your
Like our
yeah,
pod
DM
on
us.
Instagram. If you don't
Or
have Instagram,
also,
my
yeah,
number
find
is.
out. No. Find out your friend's favorite roasters. I bet there's a Christmas blend that roaster has released. And Christmas blends are a really easy thing to buy that are fun, that are often a combined to like two or three components, coffee-wise, that are things that don't normally get put together. So Christmas holiday blends are usually a really fun thing to get for your coffee friend. But
Yes.
just buy them online. Make sure it's like freshly roasted. And that way, when you give it to them at Christmas, it's like at least like a week or two off roast so they can still brew it, rest it, enjoy it, that stuff.
I want to say I'll put this out there just for the people that are looking for Christmas blends. Some of me and Caleb's favorites are Winter Bloom from Sweet Bloom, Jingle Beans from Tandem Coffee, Kindred Heart by Portrait.
Fire.
Locally in St. Louis, if you live there, Sump's Holiday Blend is fantastic. I believe
Blueprint.
Blueprint. Do they have a Christmas blend?
They do a the Panettone. It's like a holiday blend.
Oh yeah, I had that last year. That was also really good. And I
That one's
believe
fire.
Upshot's doing a polar, it's called like
Polar Punch.
Polar Punch is their
Yeah.
Christmas blend. So
It's
there's
fire.
multiple options in St. Louis if you live there, and that's cool to get like a local place, but also those other options. I'm trying to think.
Also, Rosso has Winter Spice
Yeah.
that they just dropped. I'm definitely going to be getting that one this year. It comes in like a nice like glass jar.
Oh, sick.
And you get to keep that too, so I'm going to definitely buy that. But just look around. Like there's so many different Christmas blends being released.
It's fire.
And yeah.
That's something that I always really enjoy doing is going back to
Black and
my
white.
house on the holiday and bring my dad some batchy, and we just get to enjoy
Batchy.
some Christmas coffee. It's fantastic. Slap
Yeah.
on an anaerobic infused coffee too. Blow his socks off.
TP socks off.
TP socks. This is a 200 hour anaerobic. A whiskey
But
barrel
yeah,
ferment.
that's kind of our little gift guide. Now we're actually gonna release on Instagram like a list of things,
Oh, we
just
shall.
so.
Yeah, keep your eye out on Instagram. I think this is something that me and Caleb are definitely going to focus on. We took a little hiatus,
We did.
just figuring our lives out and also just not ha really having the time. I think something that me and Caleb both push for is just like we always want to do the highest quality that we can. And the episodes that we were trying to fit in and record, we weren't 100% there and we weren't happy with. It didn't fit the standard that we both hold. So we just were like, we're just gonna take some time and we're back. So we're definitely gonna be taking Instagram serious. If you guys don't have Instagram, that's kind of our main social media platform. We would be probably spreading out. It would be cool to do a little bit more. We have a YouTube channel. We posted our Pepe episode on. But that has been the only thing that we've posted on there. So it
We
would be cool to
also
do more on there, but
said from the beginning, this is not a project that's going to stress us out, and that we are going to always put out the highest quality stuff. And when we can't, we're going to take time, figure out what we need to do to achieve it, and we're just going to achieve it at all times. So we never want to just put quantity over quality. I don't care how many episodes we have. If they all suck, there's no point in dropping anymore. So we have some really cool projects coming though. So we've taken a little bit of time off, and in that time, we've been able to really connect with some cool people. So keep your eyes out. We're going to release everything on Instagram at
We've been
Sidecar
cooking
Pod.
still. We've been cooking still.
Oh,
You
yeah.
may
Just
might
'cause
not see us in the kitchen, but we're there. We're on a
you
slow
might not
simmer.
have. Yeah.
We're on a slow simmer.
Yeah,
We're
dude. Little low simmer, you know, dude. You
don't
might not
sleep
have
on the low
tasted what we've
sliver.
cooked. Yeah. You might not have been tasting what we're cooking, but we've been testing out recipes, all right? We're cooking. Little
Stirring the
R&D
pot,
sesh.
you heard. Anyway, thanks for making it through this episode, guys. Sorry we were a little bit all
Yeah,
over the
this
place.
was.
But it's exciting. It's exciting to be back. I know for the past like couple days leading up to this episode that we had planned out, it's been exciting for me. And even just doing the sidecar this morning, I was like, dude, we're so back. We're so back.
We're so back.
But yeah, thank you guys so much. If you're,
Yeah.
still an avid listener over our little break, we appreciate you guys. And if this is the
Very
first
much.
episode that you've listened to, hey, we're Sidecar and strap in.
Yeah, strap in because we got some stuff cooking. We're on the up and up for sure. This new year is going to be awesome.
We're super excited. And again, we just thank you guys so much. I got a year ago today was when I bought the microphone and the audio interface, and I was like, holy crap, because this was an early Black Friday deal I bought all this stuff on. And
Yeah.
if I would have told myself a year ago today, we have done the stuff that we've done with this podcast and have the listeners that we have or have over 20 episodes, I wouldn't have believed it buying all of this
No.
stuff. So like, thank you guys so much. And
It
I'm
also
just
just
super
goes to
excited for the
show,
future.
Yeah, it also just goes to show that if you have something that you're thinking of, a project that you want to work on, as long as you have all your priorities in line and you got the passion and the will to do as a SEMO alumni, if you got the will to do, you can accomplish it. So
Let's
just start
soar,
it.
baby.
Let's soar.
Redhawks up. SE.
MO!
Let's go, baby. All right. Well, we
We're
appreciate you
so
guys.
lame.
We're
We are
so we're
so
no, we're
lame.
so back. We're so back.
We're back, but we're lame. All right,
All
check us out
righty.
on Instagram at Sidecar Pod. Stay tuned
If you
for
want,
cool
you don't have to.
announcements, cool episodes coming out.
We got a whole lot of we got a whole lot of cool stuff.
Dude, we're just sliming around, all right?
Big slime. Big stepping. All right. All
All
right.
right.
The biggest.
Yeah,
All right.
shout out Big X the Plug. Sorry for
Shut up.
using your
Shut up, Big X the plug.
Yeah, because
Just
we use your
shouts.
audio tag a lot.
He's
Everything.
just fantastic.
He's the GOAT. All right.
All right. All right, we'll see you guys.
All right. All right, that's it.
Appreciate you.
Peace out.